Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Yud Zayin, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin and Abayz, Rabbi Bechana Cholosh, Rabbi Bechana was sick, Olugabe, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lashuli Bey, and Rabbi Huda and Rabbi went to visit him, and Tais Rid brings a Gersa that it wasn't Rabbi Huda and Rabbi, but it was Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon. And they asked Rabbi Bechana the following Shaila, Shnaim Shaviyu get Medina Siyam, if two Shluchim brought a get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, Tzricha Shirim, Befnein Nechtam, or Ein Tzrichim, would they still have to say Befnein Nechtam, Befnein Nechtam, or would they not need to? Amalahem, Rabbi Bechana responded, Ein Tzrichim, they don't have to. Ma Ilu Yerim, Befneinu Gershim, Milay Mehemni. And as we know, if Edom will come to Bezin and they will say that this woman was divorced in front of us and there is no get that actually is here, as the woman, for example, lost her get, that they will be believed. And therefore, when two Edom deliver a get, the get is valid even if they don't say Befnei Nechtam and Befnei Nechtam. And Lefi Rava, that the reason why you have to say Befnei Nechtam and Befnei Nechtam is because Ein Edom Mitzuyin Lekaimai. However, as we mentioned on Daf Bezin and Beis, the so betray that once there are two Edom, then we don't have this issue of Ein Mitzuyin Lekaimai. And therefore, of course, Lefi Rava, you don't have to say Befnei Nechtam and Befnei Nechtam. And even according to Rabba, that says that the reason why you say Befnei Nechtam and Befnei Nechtam is because they were not Bekiyim B'lishma. However, of course, Rabbi Bechana lived at a period of time where it was La'ach Shalomdu, and everyone already knew that there's Alocha that you have to write and you have to sign a get lishma. And even though in the standard case, Rabbanon will geyza that he still has to say Befnei Nechtam and Befnei Nechtam, Hashem Yachzeh Adav L'Kukuloi. However, since it's not shchiach for a husband to make two people as a shluchim, therefore, in Milsalei Shchicha Le'Gazer Rabbanon, as we discussed before. And Lemaisa, keep in mind that Rabbi Bechana did not actually give these reasons as to why he says that they don't have to say Befnei Nechtam and Befnei Nechtam. And he says, Ma Ilu Yoyim Feneinu Gershim Miloi Mehemni, and the Tais Rid explains, Pirish, Gam Kishayim Shabal Nosalham Lesitel Ishta Yon Amonim. Therefore, if they say that the husband gave us this get to give to my wife, they will be Nemon. The Kivin Shabal Nosalham Lelicha Leishta Piv Kekuf Edim Shu Kosv Vichtimboi Vein Chakim Godel Mizer Veshuv Ein Yochalove Vlaara Vechein Halacha Ayin Sham. And the Ben Yoda points out that even though this Gemara Lachir, this has nothing to do with the fact that Rabbi Bechana was sick, Zok to Ben Yoda, that the Gemara is teaching us that when the Chacham got together, even when one of them was so sick, that the main topic of conversation was that they spoke in learning, and therefore we should also learn from them that at all moments we should be speaking and learning. And the Gemara continues with the story, Ad Hachi Asahu Chavara, at that time a Persian officer came in, and we continue on Dav Yud Zayin Amalav, Shakul Ashragam and Kamayu, and he took away the candle that was lighting up the room and was in front of Rabbi Bechana. And as Rashi says, Sheish L'Pasayim Yayim Eid, that the Persians have a specific holiday, Sheim Adlikin Or Ba'isa Yayim, they not have any lights on that day in your home, and they only allowed lights in the Beis Avodah Zarah in order to show respect to the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, this Persian officer took away the light and put out this lamp. And Amma, Sir Rabbi Bechana stated a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he used the Lashon Rachmana as he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmim on Klal Yisrael, Oy Betuloich, Oy Betulo Debar Esav, that either you should bring Mashiach, and therefore we don't have to deal with these Persians, and you should protect us by bringing into your shade, and the Lashon of Betuloich is Lashon of Tzel, or you should bring us into the shade of the children of Esav. And Rashi says, Ohi Gleinu B'tzel B'nei Esav, and even if we have to stay in Golis, you should place us in Golis in the shade of the children of Esav, Shem Mechab Neisanu, as at least the B'nei Esav give us respect. And the Gemara now asks, L'meimer D'Ramoy Malum and Pasoi, do you think that the Romans are better off than the Persians? V'atani Rabchia, but Rabchia Tors in Abraisa, Ma'idach Siv, what is the Pasuk of being when it states, Elikim Haven Da'akov, who Yadus B'Kaimai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the best place for the Torah and the best place for Talmid Chacham to go to Golis and where they should live in order they should be most successful. And the Braisa tells us, Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about Klal Yisrael, She'en Yichayin L'Kabal G'zeiris Ramayim, that they won't be able to Mekabal the G'zeiris of the Romans, Amar V'Higlei Sam L'Bavel, and therefore after Churban Bayis Rishon, he sent us into Golis to the Persians and to Bavel. And Rashi says, what are the G'zeiris they're referring to? She'gozin Shema, She'leis Asku B'Tariv, V'lei Yikayim U'Mitzvahs. And therefore the Gemara is bothered that why would Rabbi Bechana have a tefillah that he should send us to Golis to Bnei Esav as they're better than the Persians? If the Pasuk specifically tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to Golis by Bavel and by the Persians instead of sending us to the Romans as the Romans are worse. And the Gemara states, Lekasha, Ham Kameh, Nisach Havrei LeBavel, that it depends at what period of time. Earlier in history, at the end of Churban Bayis Rishon, it was better to be by the Babylonians and by the Persians, and that was prior to these strong Persians coming to Bavel. However, Rabbi Bechana was a later period of history, and Halabasad, Azu Havrei LeBavel, after these Persians came to Bavel, they were already worse to Klal Yisrael than the Romans, and therefore, Rabbi Bechana Davin, that even if we have to be in Golis, we should be by Bnei Esav and not by the Persians. And Rashi states, Hama kamei d'nei si chavar l'bavel, b'mei kastoyim nevuchanetzev v'avol medroidei And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Ben Aleph, and we will read the last three cases of the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Ben Aleph. Number one, Echraim Mufani Nechtav, Echraim Mufani Nechtam Puzzle, Shnaim Maim Mufani Nechtav, Echraim Mufani Nechtam is Puzzle of Rabbi Yehuda Machsha. And finally, the last case of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is quoting at this point, is Echraim Mufani Nechtav. If one person that's delivering the get says Mufani Nechtav, Ushnaim Maim Mufani Nechtam, and there are two people that are delivering the get that say that the get was sealed and signed in front of us, kosher, that get would be kosher. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out that we learned on Daf Tazayim and Aleph, Benegayed a case of Echelim in front of Nechtam, the Echelim in front of Nechtam, that the get is puzzle. So Amrab Shmuel Bar Behuda, Amrab Yechron, Loishon al Shayna Yates Betachs de Shtayim, that the only time that we said it's puzzle is only if the two people that said in front of Nechtam were not actually the Shluchim. I will get Yates Betachs de Shtayim, but both of them were the Shluchim. So since one Shliach said in front of Nechtam and the other Shliach said in front of Nechtam, then all would agree that the get would be kosher. And we also explain on Daf Tazayim and Beis, the Tanakam would also agree to Rabbi Yehuda in a case where Shnayim Raim Fnei Nechta Ve'echleim Fnei Nechtam, that as long as all of them were appointed as Shluchim, then that get would be kosher. That was the Lishna Kama as to what Rabbi Yechlan stated. And then we had a Lishna Acharina that Amrav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Amrav Yechlan, that Afilu get Yaitzim Tachat Zedek Shtei impossible. The Tanakama argues on Rabbi Yehuda, even in a case where both of the people who actually are saying Fnei Nechtam Fnei Nechtam are actually the Shluchim of the husband, and even if one says Fnei Nechtam and the other one says Fnei Nechtam, that would still be possible. And right before we ended Amid, the Gemara brought Itman Nami, and Rashi says that this shows that there was another Amir that held like the Lishna Basar of Rabbi Yechron, and therefore it seemed that the Gemara was coming out like the Lishna Basar of Rabbi Yechron. And keep in mind that our Gemara today will come out the opposite and will hold like the Lishna Kama of Rabbi Yechron. And the Gemara begins and discusses the last case of the Mishnah where one person said that it was Befani Nechtav, and two people said that it was Befani Nechtam, and we said it's Kasha. So Amr Rab Ami, Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi Ami says the name of Rabbi Yechron, Loishon, the only time that we said it's Kasha, El Shaget Yetzim Taxiada Yitziva, is only when the Shliach was the Eid Ksiva, and therefore you have a valid Shliach that said Befani Nechtav. Then even though the two people that said Befani Nechtav were not the Shluchim, however the Nasu Kishnayim Alzeh, Kishnayim Alzeh, but we can look at it as if you have two Eidim that said Befani Nechtav, as Rabbanan said that even though the Shliach is the only one that says Befani Nechtav, that we believe him as if he's two Eidim, because Mishum Aguna Kulu Ber Rabbanan, the Maisi, even though the two Eidim that said Befani Nechtav were not the Shluchim, but the Maisi, they were two witnesses that said that this was signed in front of us, and they're able to be Makayim the Chasim as Eidim, and therefore the get will be kosher. However, Rabbi Ami continues and says over the name of Rabbi Yechron, Al Mentachas Edei Eidei Chasim Apostle. However, if the case would be that the one person that said Befani Nechtav was not actually a Shliach, and the two that said Befani Nechtav were actually the Shluchim that brought the get for the woman, then in that case you don't have a valid person that stated Befani Nechtav, and therefore you actually didn't go according to the Takanas Chachamim, and therefore the get would be Apostle, because you don't have a Shliach that said Befani Nechtav. And the Mefarshim explained that this Gemara is Dafka Lefi Rabba, that hold that the reason why you have to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam, is because of Fisha'im Bikiyim B'lishma, and therefore, since a regular person said Befani Nechtav and it wasn't the Diba of the Shliach, therefore the get is puzzle because you didn't have a valid Diba of a Shliach that said Befani Nechtav. And I entice the Diba Maskal Echelayim Befani Nechtav of Beis Oyim Befani Nechtam that Kasha, and he says, L'Rava, according to Shitas Rava, I feel like made al Ksiva Kasha, that even if no one would be made on the Ksiva, then it would still be Kasha, because in Maisi you have two Eidim that are Makayim the Chasim is Hashtar, V'loinokad Echelayim Befani Nechtav, El Agav Reisha, the Tani Echad, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues by the fact that even if there are two Shluchim that were made on the Eid Chasima, that this get is kosher because they didn't have any Shliach that said Befani Nechtav, so Alma Kasava Shnaim Shavi get Medina Siyam. So we see the Rabbi Yechon holds that if you have two people that brought a get from Medina Siyam, Tzvich Shiyam Befneinu Nechtav, Befneinu Nechtam, that they still have to say Befneinu Nechtav, Befneinu Nechtam, and even though it was the so betray, you still have to say Befneinu Nechtav, Befneinu Nechtam, and that is like Shitas Rabbah, as we mentioned before, as even though you validated the Eid that were the signatories in the get, however, Lamaisa were not certain that the get was written Lishma. The Gemara states, Amalei Rabasi, Yisra Rabasi, Yisra Bechran, Elameata, if this is true, the Reisha Tani in a previous case in the Mishnah where we said, Shnayim Ayim Mefneinu Nechtav, that if you have two people that say that this get was written in front of us, Be'echalayim Mefneinu Nechtav, and one Eid says that was signed in front of us, and the Tanakam holds that it's possible of Rabbi Huda Machsher, and Rabbi Huda says, Kasha, Ba'afilu get Yitzim Dachzid Eshtayim, Pasal Rabbanan, Tzalachir Lefizeh, it should come out. And even if all these three Eidim were actually a Shluchim of the husband to bring the get, then Lechayr Rabbanan should passel in any case, since the reason why the Rabbanan will misakin, you have to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, is because they were Eim Bekiyim B'lishma, then Lechayr, we need at least one Shliach to say both terms and say Befani Nechtam and Befani Nechtam, and over here, you don't have one person that actually testified and in both on Befani Nechtam and Befani Nechtam, as if you don't do so, and then when people see that two of the Shluchim said Befani Nechtam, for example, and only one of them said Befani Nechtam, people will think that the reason why you have to say Befani Nechtam is because of Kim Shtaris, and they'll think that Kim Shtaris to Alma can be done even with one aid, and therefore the Frida Rabbanon, such a get will be puzzle. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rab Ami said to Rab Asi, in that Enoch and Ami, Elefir Rabbi Echron, Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda, even the case where it was get Yotze Metachas De Shleim, and L'chayr, this comes out like the Lishna Achreina that we had on Daf Tazayin on Beis. And the Gemara continues, Zimnin Ashkei, the Yosef Akamri, that there was another time that Rab Asi found Rab Ami, that he was sitting, and Rab Ami stated, that Filu get Yotze Metachas De Ede Chsima Kosha, in the last case of the Mishnah, where Echad Oymen Fani Nechtav, Vashnaim Oymen Fani Nechtav, the get would be Kosha, and even if the first one that said Befani Nechtav is not one of Shluchim, and only two that were Shluchim were the ones that said Befani Nechtav, and even though there was no Shlich that said Befani Nechtav, however, this get would be Kosha, because L'chayr, according to Sad, we are going like Shitas Rava, that the only reason why you have to say Befani Nechtav is L'fisha Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'kayimai, and since the two Shluchim said Befani Nechtav, so therefore they were Mekayim the get, and the get is Kosha, and the Mefarshim explained that L'chayr, L'fidas Sad, it's not really relevant that the Shnayim Oymim Befani Nechtav were actually Shluchim of the Baal, because even if they weren't the Shluchim, but they were just two Eidim that knew that these signatures were proper, then we would also say you don't say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav, because it's Mitzuyim L'kayimai. The Gemara continues, Al-Makasava, so we see from here that Rabbi Yechanan held that Shnayim Shaviyu get Medinas Yom, if there are two Shluchim that bring a get Medinas Yom, and Tzuchim Shirim Fneinu Nechtav Fneinu Nechtam, because it's Mitzuyim L'kayimai, and L'chur, this is going like the Shita of Rava, and Amalei Rabasi, so Rabasi said back to Rabami, El Me'ata, if this is true, then Reish the Tani Shnayim Oymim Fneinu Nechtav, in the Reisha where there were two people that said Fneinu Nechtav, and the Echad Oymim Fneinu Nechtam, and only one person said Fneinu Nechtam, where the Tanakama says, Pasav Rabbi Yehuda Machsha, Time of Deina get Yetz Mitachas Shnei Shteim, then the only reason why this would be true, and the Rabbanon would say it's puzzle, is only because two of these people were not the Shluchim. However, get Yotzim Tachat Zedei Shneim, if at least two of these people were actually the Shluchim, then Machsher Rabbanon, the Rabbanon should say it's Kasha, because at this point, no one has to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, as Lefi Rava, since that's so betray, and there are two Shluchim over here, so there's no requirement for them to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, and Amalei and Rabbi Ami responded to Rabbi Asi, in Inachinami, that would be the Sheet of Rabbi Echon, and Lechur, this is like the Lishna comment that we had yesterday from Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the name Rabbi Echon, the Leishon and Leishin, get Yetzim Tachat Zedei Shneim, have a get Yetzim Tachat Zedei Shneim, that would be kosher. And keep in mind that according to this Lashon, even though we explained that this would be Dafka Lefi Shitas Rava, however, we brought from Taisis and Daf Tazayin and Beis that in Chanami, even according to Rabba, this would be true. As Rabbi Echon was talking about a scenario where it was this point of history was L'Acha Shalamdu, and even though we have a Takana of Shem Yachsa Davak Kulai, and still we require Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, however, since it's not Shchia to have two Shluchim, so therefore, when there's a Milsa Leishchicha, like Gazbar Abanon, as we explained. And also, in both the Lishna Kam and the Lishna Basra that we brought yesterday, we saw our argues to the Gemara was Amalei Abaya, and we mentioned that there's another gear, so that was Amalei Rab Asi. The Rab Asi actually spoke to Rabbi Yechon directly, and from our Gemara, it seems that Rab Asi was not speaking to Rabbi Yechon directly, as it seems Rab Ami heard this from Rabbi Yechon, and then Rab Asi started speaking to Rab Ami about the sugya. However, Ayin Tesis Diva Masra Amalei Rab Asi Elam At the Reish Tani, where it's Mashmah that Rab Asi's Kasha in our Gemara is similar to the Kasha on that Tazayin Beis, and seems that that's why the regards over there Amalei Rab Asi Ayin Sham B'tzarech Bir. And our Gemara continues, the Rab Asi continued and asked Rab Ami Vazim Loi Amr Lon Hachi. Previously, when you told over this member from Rabbi Yechon, you actually told it over to us differently, as we saw at the beginning of the sugya. And the Gemara says, Amalei, so Rab Ami responded back to Rab Asi, and while it's true that I told you two different dinim, however, yet the Shloi Tamid, however, the second Lashon that I just told you is correct, and as Rashi says, Lashon Achrin Ze Emes, and Lachir, according to this, it comes out that our sugya is going like the Lishna Rishoyna that we had yesterday, and the Gemara on Daf Tazayin Rebeis brought a Itmanami, which seems to be that the Gemara was saying that the Lishna Achrin was actually the proper Lashon, Vitzarach Bir. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and keep in mind that we will have Machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish as to the reason why a get needs those man in the get. Rabbi Yechon will say because of reason of Basa Chaysay, and Reish Lakish will say because of Peiris, which we'll explain in a moment. But in any case, there is a din that a get needs this man and needs a date in the get. And the Mishnah states, Nichta B'yayim and Nechta B'yayim, that if the get is written during the daytime, and it's also signed in the daytime, even if it's at a later date, or belaylo v'nechtem belaylo, or if it was written at night and signed by night, even though it's at a later point in the night, or belaylo v'nechtem b'yom, or even if it was written at the beginning of a night and then it was sealed and signed at the end of the day, meaning it was almost a 24-hour period before it was signed, kasha in all these cases, the get would be kasha. However, b'yom, if the get was written during the day, v'nechtem belaylo, and it was signed and executed at the nighttime, which in Jewish calendar is considered the next day, so then that would get would be pasul according to Tanakama. And as Rashi says, muktam hu, it's a get muktam, to mashman hu yoyme gasha, because mashman, you actually divorced her on that day, v'lo yigasha avamacha, and the maisa, the divorce didn't happen until the next day. And of the Gemara Mefarsh, by psulei, the Gemara will explain exactly why it's pasul. However, the Mishnah continues, Rab Shimon Machshir, Rab Shimon argues with Tanakama, and he says that get muktam would be kasha, and the Mishnah explains, shahay Rab Shimon oyme, kol agitin shenichtu b'yoyim v'nechtum b'laylu psulin, that although Rab Shimon agrees to the Tanakama, but the gay regular stars, that even though it's written in a day and signed at night, that would be puzzle. And as Rashi says, we're talking about a shtar mecha or shtar metana or shtalva. And as Rashi says, psulin, the asal mitzvah of lekucha is miyamid deksiv v'shloik adin, because we have to be concerned for those that buy fields, and there will be a lien against the field for the day of the shtar, as we know that a shtar has a kol, and therefore it creates a lien on person's properties. And if a predated shtar will be valid, then it will actually cause people that bought sadis at a later date to have a potential loss. However, although Rav Shimon holds that b'negei regular starts, however, chutz migitei nashim, this does not apply to gitei nashim, because gitei nashim is just coming to effectuate a divorce between a husband and wife, although the din and mamnas is associated with the get, as this woman will now be able to collect her ksuba. However, l'maisa, the ikut reason for a get is based on krisus and not based on mamnas. The Gemara begins, Itmar, we learn, b'matiknus mam begitin, why is it that we're misakin that a get has to have a date? And Rashi says, kiven d'lav shtar d'gavainu, who, since it's not a shtar to collect with, so l'chari, why would Rabbanon be misakin, they have to write his man? So the machlek is between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Amram Shem Basa Chaysay. Rabbi Yechon explains that the reason why you need his man in a get is because Ruvain may marry his niece, and maybe his niece will be Mizana while they're still married, and he will feel bad for his niece, and have Rachmanis on her, and as Taisus brings Shami Yechapa Basa Chaysay, and in order to save his niece from Mises Bezdin and from Chenek, he will give her a get, and he won't write any date in the get, and then when they go to Bezdin, they say that she's Chayiv Misa, he will say she can't be Chayiv Misa, as I previously gave her a get, and therefore at the point that she was Mizana, she wasn't Eishes Ish, and now that we actually Misakin, they have to write as Man in the get, therefore, of course, we will know exactly when the get happened, and this won't be an issue. And the Mefarshim explain, why is it that whenever we talk about such a scenario, we talk about a person marrying his niece, who's Bas Achisai, and why don't we talk about a scenario where he married Bas Achiv, Ayin the Mefarshim, and Ayin Taisid Dim Maskul Mishum Bas Achisai, that Taisid points out, Shalei Chapolel, Kashayim Ba'iz Man, in order to make sure that he doesn't have Rachmanis on her when there's no Zman in the get. And if you bring such a get without his man, then she would actually be part of from Chenek, and the Loya Mina Ukma Cheska Se Shizish, we wouldn't say that we should keep her in a Chazaka that she's a Shizish, and therefore she's Chayim Misa, Vahashtu de Yigasha, and it's only at this point that she had the get, Kivan she Grusha Fenenu, since we know that she's a Grusha, therefore it's Marale the Chazaka, and it weakens the Chazaka, Vahoyed Adraba, and also we have a competing Chazaka, that Ukma Becheskes Kshira, Shalay Nivakla Kshaye Shizish, that we have a Cheskes Kashus on a woman that she didn't have beer while she was the Eishes Ish, Ayin and Taisus. And also the Mefarshim and Mesechtes Babasa on Daf Kuv Ayin Beis on Beis Achilik, if Lefira Beleza that holds Eidim Asir Kati, would we require it as man in the get? And the Rashbam as well as Rashi and Taisus hold that you would not require it. However, the Tfar holds that there would be a requirement for this man. And the Sfar of the Rashbam is that Lemaisa, according to Rabbi Beleza, there's no purpose of having this man in the get, as until the get is actually delivered to her, she's not Megureshes. And as we know that Me'ikadin, according to Rabbi Beleza, you don't have to have Eidim Chasim in the get either, because the Eidim aren't doing anything, and it's Eidim Asir Karti. The Gemara continues, Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish states, Mishum Peiris, that the reason why the Chum Misakin, they have to write his man in the get, is because of the Peiris that the husband gets from his wife, as we know that a husband keeps the Peiris of the Nechsim Lug while they're married. And as Rashi says, Mishum Peiris, Shem Yizmana Get Ve'ilav, because from the date on the get and forward, Emim Ka Baal Be'Peiris Nechsim Lug, Shalah Tigbaim, that if the husband goes and sells any of the Peiris, she'll be able to be Goiva from the husband and go and collect. Man, if there was no Zman in the get, the husband will be able to continue selling. And when she calls him to the interior, she won't be muxik anymore, and it'll be a Mesim Mechaveri Olivaraya. And she, the husband will say, I sold all this papers before we got divorced, and now that he had this man, it will be easier for the woman to bring a raya as to at what point she was divorced, and therefore at that point forward, the husband had no right to sell the papers, and she will be able to collect from her ex husband. And the Gemara continues, Rish Lakish, my time, my lemon, why is it Rish Lakish did not give the reasoning of Rabbi Yechon said Mishum Basa Chayse, and Amal Lachon, Reish Lakish will respond to you when we continue on Daf Yud Zayin Beis, Znusloi Shchicha, that's not Shchiach for a woman to be Mizana, and therefore it wouldn't make sense, Rabbanu would make a Takana, Mishum Basa Chayse, because maybe she'll be Mizana while she's an Eishes Ish. And Taisus immediately asked at the top of the Amid, that Lamaisa we find many Takanas in Shas, which are based on a woman being Mizana, and therefore Taisus says, Znusloi Shchicha, Pirish, Znus Be'idim Vasra, to have Znus with Edim Asra, will there will be a niece that will be Chayiv Misa, and will want to protect her, that is Leishriach. That the Gemara is not telling us that a woman is not Mizana, and that's not Shriach, because we know the Gemara Mesech Ksuvas and that Bezim now says, Tiktu Shtei Besulim, this is B.R.M.V., Shem Hoyle Taiz Besulim, Yashkum Bezin, Dechashin Lekuri Daita. So we see the Rabbanim make Takanas based on the fact that there's a Chashash that maybe a woman will be Mizana. And Va'idin Taiz points out, the Hasim Afakav Leishriach, even though it's true that Reish Lakish doesn't hold that it's Shriach Fuznus, however, Asta Takana, he still made a Takana of a Chashash, like Te'asal of a Lomis, Vit Besen of Issa, the Rabbanim still want to make a Takana that this husband should not live with this woman Be'issa forever, and therefore they made a Takana Shlei Karadite. Aval Hachal Leichashu Imakayvis Misa Vle Mitla Kivle Shchiach. If Reish Lakish holds, the Rabbanim would not have made a Takana because of Znus, as since not Shchiach, therefore it doesn't make sense the Rabbanim would make a Takana that maybe will save this woman from Chenek, as even if that happens, it won't really be a major deal, as we're not necessarily looking to put people to death, even if once in a while it could happen that someone will avoid the death penalty. However, Lamaisa, that's not enough reason to make a Takana that every single get should have his man. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon, my time alone, Reish Lakish, and why did Rabbi Yechon say it's based on Znus and not based on Peiris like Reish Lakish? And the Gemara answers, Kasava, Yesh Labal Peiris, that Shastasino, because Rabbi Yechon holds that a husband collects his Peiris until the point where he gives the get to his wife, therefore there's no need to have his man in the get for Peiris, as her husband could continue eating Peiris of Nichsim Lug until the point that he actually gives it to her, and the Edim Assyria will be the ones who will be able to tell us when that was and when her husband no longer had a right to her Peiris. And the Gemara continues that on Mishnah we had a machlekes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon in a case where it was Nechta B'yayim and Nechta B'layla, where the get was written in the daytime and it was signed at night. The Tanakam said it's Pasul, where Reb Shimon said it's Kasha. And the Gemara now says, Bishlam L'Reish Lakish M'shem Hachi Kamach Reb Shimon. According to Reish Lakish, makes a lot of sense why Reb Shimon says it's Kasha, because Reb Shimon holds that a husband loses the right to Peiris not at the time of the giving of the get and not at the time that the get was signed, but at the time that a husband decided to divorce his wife. And therefore, even if they predated the get and they actually signed the get on a different day and at a later point, Lemaisa, that will actually make it better for the wife, because she'll be able to actually be gave her Peiris back from an earlier time and from the time when the get was actually written. And therefore, the fear of Shimon, it makes sense why he was Machsher get Muktam. However, the Gemara is, El Rabbi Yechon, my time to Rabbi Shimon and Machsher, but according to Rabbi Yechon, that says that we have to be Choshish, that maybe his niece was Mizana, so L'Chira, a get Muktam should be Puzzle. As for example, if this woman was Mizana on a Monday, so her husband will write a get for her at a later point and write this man in the get as Monday, and then the Edom will sign at a later point, and if the get would be kosher, then they'll come to Bezdin and say that she's not Chayim Misa, because at the point that she was Mizana, she was already no longer an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara answers, Om L'Chir Rebeichar, and Beichar will respond, that Libra Rav Shimon Lo Kamina, that in Chanami, my reason that a get has to have his man is not going to Lefishit Rav Shimon, as in Chanami, according to Rav Shimon, the reason why you need his man in the get is based on Peiris, and Kikamina, Libra Rabbanon, I was saying my Shita according to the Rabbanon, and that is why it makes sense that Rabbanon hold that a get Muktam is Puzzle. And the Gemara continues, Bishlem Rebeichar, and Hainu Deikam, Rav Shimon Rabbanon, according to Rebeichar, makes a lot of sense what the Machlekes is between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, as we just explained, that if Rav Shimon, he holds that the reason for this man in the get is based on Peiris, and therefore, even if there's a Shtar Muktam, it's not a problem, because the Maisa, the husband, will lose out to Peiris from the time that the get was written, and Rabbanon hold that the reason why you have to have his man in the get is because of Basa Chaysai, and therefore, of course, the din is that this get Muktam would be possible, as the Maisa, a person could be Yachba Basa Chaysai, if you would allow a get Muktam to be kosher. However, the Gemara is El Reish Lakish, but according to Shitas Reish Lakish, that both Rav Shimon and Rabbanon hold that the reason why you have his man in the get is based on Peiris, so Ma'ika Ben Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, L'chir, what's an afkamina between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, and L'chir, Rav Shimon's correct that a get Muktam should be kosher, and what is Pshat in the Shita Rabbanon, and the Gemara answers, Peirid Mishas Ksiva Vat Shas Ksima Ika Benau, the afkamina between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon is the Peiris between the time of writing of the get until the time when they sign the get. As L'fir Rav Shimon holds that a husband loses the ability to have Peiris of the Nichsim Milog from the point that they write a get and from the point when he decided he wants to divorce his wife. So even if you have a get Muktam, that would be fine, because the husband will lose out to Peiris from the time they decide to write the get, and definitely no longer has rights to the Peiris of Nichsim Lug from the date that he actually wrote the get. However, since if Tefillah Rabbanon, a husband has a right to the Paris of Nichsim Lug of his wife until the point that he actually signs the get. So then, of course, a get muktam should be possible, as a woman may come to Bezdin at a later point and claim that she was divorced from the date that was written in the get, and Lemaisa claim that she has a right to those Paris and she wants to collect money from her husband, Shalei Kadin, and therefore the Rabbanon said that if you have a get muktam, it would be possible. And now that we know that a get has to be written on the same day that it's signed, so it will be clear to us the exact date that the husband loses his rights to the Paris. Keep in mind that at the top of the Amr, we mentioned that according to Rabbi Yechron, he holds that Yesh Labal Paris, that Shasasina, that a husband has a right to the Paris of Nichsim Lug until the time that he gives the get to his wife. However, we just saw that Reish Lakish holds that Bein Lefi Rab Shimon and Bein Lefi Rab Banan, a husband loses his rights either at the point that he writes the get or at the point that they sign the get, certainly before the time that the husband delivers the get to his wife. And therefore, the Gemara asks for Ipcha Shimon Lu, Maisa, we see that Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechron holds just the opposite. As we learn, Amosai Metzin LeParis, from what point of time would require a husband to return Paris to his wife, and if he sold the Paris after that period of time, he would have to reimburse his ex-wife. Rabbi Yechon Amar Mishas Ksiva. Rabbi Yechon says at the point that he wrote the get, Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Nesina, and Reish Lakish says from the time that the husband gave the wife the get. So L'Cher we see Punfaket, and the Gemara says Ipach Inachinami. We would switch around the shitas. Rabbi Yechon would say Mishas Nesina, and Reish Lakish would say Mishas Ksiva. But L'Cher Yitzarach Bia. Then it comes out Rabbi Yechon is actually paskening like Rabbanon, and Reish Lakish is actually paskening like Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara continues, Omalei Abaye Rabbi Yosef. Abaye asked the following question to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, that we have a Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph that states, Gimel Gittim Psulin Vim Nisses of Lag Kosher, that the three Gittim that Pasul Mud Rabbanon, since the get is Lemaisa Kosher on the Raisidic level, therefore if she got married and she had a child, the Vlad would be a Kosher. And one of them is, Yeshel of Edom Ve'im Be'zman, that if there are Edom that signed on the get, but there was no Zman in the get, then it actually is only a Psul Rabbanon. And Abaye asked his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, that L'chira Bein Lefi Rabbi Yechon and Bein Lefi Yishlokish, Ma'i Ilu Chacham V'Takanosan, since everyone will know that Lemaisa, even though the get is possible with Rabbanon, but it'll work with the Raisa. So if someone wants to save his niece, or he wants to trick his wife and keep her payers, then he could write a get without his man, and it'll work at least on the Raisa Dika level. And the Gemara answers, Ahanu, the Takon Rabbanon to write his man in a get actually helped the Chachil Leitinase, because the Chachil, you can't get married with his get, and therefore Zok Rashi, if you keep in the Hachiu, he boy licht of get, boy's man, if someone want to write a get without having a date, Lach Beis Abasa Yichayisa, either to have Rachmanis on his knees, or Limka Vapiris, or to be able to sell his wife's payers, like Kadin, like Kosmele Sefer Idionim, the Sefer won't write such a get for him, like Kosmele Asadi, and Aden won't sign on such a get. And the Gemara continues, and he asks, Talachari, even though it's true that the Sefer and the Aden will not write and will not sign on such a get, Lemaisa, if a husband wants to save his niece, or he wants to steal the payers of his wife, so he could actually write a get in a proper fashion and have his man, and then Gazil his mani day, he could cut off this man of the get, Vyavanale, and he'll give it to his wife. My, what would happen in that case? L'chir, if he wants to save his niece, he could do this, and then they'll bring out that get that doesn't have his man, and they will claim that she was already divorced, and therefore she won't be put to death, and Mahilu Chacham B'Takonosan. The Gemara answers, Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef responded back to Abaya, that were Ramay Loi Chashinan, that were not Chayish V'Susha Ramayis, as Rashi says, that were Ramayis Kazesh, who Nika V'Nigla Loi Avidi Inshid Avdi, that people wouldn't go to that extent, V'Loi Chash Rabban Lachi, and Rabban Amorim Chayish, that someone will have a properly executed get that has his man, and someone will go and cut off his man in order to save his niece, or in order to collect Piri Shalei Kedin. And the Gemara continues, and Abaye asks Rabbi Yosef as follows, Kosev by Shavua, if instead of writing the exact date that the get was written and the get was signed, they actually wrote which cycle of Shemitah they are in, for example, if they're in the first of the seven Shemitah cycles in the Yovel period, or the Rosh Hashanah, or they wrote the actual year they were in a specific Shemitah cycle, or Chodesh, which month they were in, or Shabbos, or which week they were in, but they didn't actually write the actual date. So Amalei Kosha, Rabbi Yosef said there would still be a valid get, and you don't have to write the exact Zman. And based on Rabbi Yosef responds, so therefore Abaye asked him once again, so what is the great Takana the Chacham made, and how is this helping us by having a Zman in the get, if you could write such a get, which doesn't actually clarify exactly when the get occurred, so L'chira, a husband could still be Yachbal Basachrisai, and he could actually steal payers from his wife. As for example, if his niece actually was Mizana in the middle of a Shemitah cycle, he could write that it was in this Shemitah cycle, and he'll say it happened at the beginning of the Shemitah cycle, and at the time that his niece was Mizana, she was no longer married, and she wasn't Eishes Ish. And the same thing, L'chira, could happen with the get appears, as a husband could give his wife a get in the middle of the Shemitah cycle, and until the end of the Shemitah cycle, he'll eat from her payers, and he'll keep her payers, and when she brings him to Bezin, he'll say, I was married to her until the point of the end of the Shemitah cycle, and therefore I had a right to eat her payers nichsim lug until that point. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef responds to Abaya, Ahan l'shvur de kamei l'shvur de Basrei, that in a Chanami, although you're actually going to gain some period of time where the Chacham's Takana will not actually work, and a husband can protect his niece, and a husband can steal the Perius Nichsim Mulog of his wife, however, the Takana's Chacham having his man in the get actually helps for any years prior to that period of time, or any years after that period of time. And in a Chanami, if a husband wants to protect his niece for any period of time prior to the year that he mentioned in the get, and up to the beginning of Shemitah cycle, it might work. However, it won't work for any period of time beforehand. And in addition, if he wants to actually steal the person to Sumulug from his wife for any period of time that is after the point that he wrote the get and until the next Shemitah cycle, he may be able to do so. But the Maisa protects his wife for any period of time after that. And even though this is not a perfect Takana, however, the Chassam Sefer points out that the Rabbanim did not want to make two different dinim and say there's a difference between how you date a get and how you date other shtaris. And Rabbi Yosef continues, if you're not going to say like this, even if you write this man in the get, and you wrote, for example, that this get was written on Monday, and you actually wrote it on Monday evening, right when it got dark, and you didn't sign it until the next day, at the end of the day, do we know if it was written in the morning or in the evening? Of course, we're not exactly sure when this get was written. And even so, of course, this man in the get still helps us that we know it was written, for example, on Monday, and we know it wasn't written on Tuesday, and we know it wasn't written on Sunday, and at least to some extent, we close the gap in a gay of fraud. And therefore, in your case, the same din applies, that even though it's not perfect, this man at least helps that you know that the get wasn't written in the prior Shemitah cycle, and it wasn't written in the next Shemitah cycle, and we will stop over here.